Harper Audio presents Djibouti by Elmore Leonard, performed by Tim Kaine. Chapter 1. Xavier watched two legionnaires stroll out from the terminal to wait for the flight. Dude soldiers in round white kepis straight on their heads, red epaulets on their shoulders, a wide blue sash around their waist, looking like they from some old-time regiment, except for the short pants and assault rifles. Standing there waiting for Air France arriving from Paris, due in Djibouti at 8 a.m. From the terminal, Xavier watched an Air Force cargo plane land and taxi to the end of the strip, where a line of Black Hawk helicopters were parked. By 8:30, the once-a-week Air France was in. The stairway wheeled up, and a gang of Arabs and Darabar coming off, the Foreign Legion checking out the passengers, seeing they could tell a terrorist they saw one. Now Dara was coming along talking to an Arab-looking guy, nodding, getting along. Maybe sat next to each other on the flight. The man wore a tan suit and striped tie, had a trim Arab beard, but looked citified, not the kind rode camels. Now Dara was putting on her shades. She'd be saying how hot it was this early. Xavier crossed the lobby to wait as they came through customs. Dara, taking some time to get her visa, it allowed her to stay 6 months if she wanted. She'd tell them no. She planned to cruise around and shoot pirates for a film. Now Dara was coming out with the Arab gentleman, saw Xavier and ran into the arms of her 6'6" black assistant, slim in his faded jeans and t-shirt. Xavier, 72, twice Dara's age, Dara squirming, glad to see him. Xavier kissing the crown of her blonde hair, saying, "You the best thing I've smelled all week," and raised his eyes to the Arab gentleman watching. The man smiling now. "Dara's told me about you." This Arab with a Brit sound to his voice. "I understand you've been through the Gulf countless times as a seafarer. Now you come as Miss Barr's cameraman." "More her grip," Xavier said. Dara got them shaking hands, introducing Xavier Libeau from New Orleans to Ari Ahmed Sheikh Bakar.
"Known as Harry in England," Dara said. "Harry's with IMO, the International Maritime Organization. Investigating, you ready? Piracy in the Gulf of Aden."
"Actually," Harry said, "my role is with the Djibouti Code of Conduct people, under the auspices of the IMO.
Dara said, "Tell Xavier what you do."
"Quite simply, I speak to pirates directly, the leaders, about the hopelessness of their venture. They're bringing the navies of the world down on them in their outboard skiffs. I try to convince them there's simply no future in piracy."
"Harry," Dara said, "is the spokesman for what is proper in this African world, or what can be gotten away with, and what is outright improper. Hijacking ships and holding them for ransom. Dara, as you know," Harry said, "actually sympathizes with the pirates." Harry, getting a look of amazement in his smile. He turned to Dara to say it was great fun traveling with her and learning about her films, actually stimulating.
"I love your stories," Harry said to her. "You'll call me as soon as you have time, all right? Promise? And I'll introduce you to an actual pirate. Sort of a gentleman rogue, or that's the way he sees himself."
Xavier watched Harry give Dara a peck on the cheek and hurry out to step into the Bentley, shining dark green in the morning sun.
"He does all right, huh?"
"He went to Oxford."
"Learn to talk like that?"
"His mother's English, his dad's Saudi. They keep an apartment in London on Sloane Square. He says his mom's hip. At one time ran with the Sloane Rangers. She stayed there on and off while he was at Oxford."
"He's for real. The man talks to pirates."
"We're meeting him in 2 weeks at a place called Ale, a pirate stronghold on the Somali coast."
"He call it that? A stronghold?"
"It's a beach town where they're holding 8 hijacked ships. I said in 2 weeks they might be gone. He said, or there might be more. They've had an oil tanker there for 3 months. There are always ships," Harry said, "being held for ransom. Harry plays the patient, understanding good guy role. You heard him. He called it his role with the Djibouti Code of Conduct. 17 countries that agree piracy must be stopped. Once in a while, they meet in Djibouti. Harry lives in the European Quarter, a Saudi working for the improvement of Somalia, if that's what he's doing.
But you like him, Xavier said, thinking, I never had an Arab boyfriend.
When could I? Dara said. Come on, I want to see our boat.